Track 6.
Unit 2. Listening 1. Community Service.
Hi, Lee. What can I do for you?
I need some advice. I'm taking a few classes, but only part-time. I want to use the rest of my time wisely. Do you have any recommendations?
I'm happy you are thinking ahead. If it were me, I'd consider doing some community service. It looks very good on your resume and on applications for college, graduate school, or employment.
What is community service exactly?
Basically, it's volunteering, giving time to help other people who are less fortunate. Usually these people don't have enough money or are in poor health. Service may be for individuals or for institutions.
Institutions, such as?
Such as schools or hospitals. For example, some volunteers tutor children who need help in their studies in summer school programs. A lot of volunteers work in hospitals. For instance, they donate time to visiting patients who have no relatives, or run errands for busy doctors and nurses. I've heard of some volunteers reading to the blind or working with children with disabilities. There are many other types of volunteering opportunities, too. Sometimes volunteers do manual labor, like helping build a house or planting trees in a local park. It could also be something very simple, such as providing transportation for people who can't drive.
I see. That sounds interesting. Do people do community service mostly to make their applications look good?
For some, I think it may start that way. But in the end, this is important. Overall, I think it's down to altruism.
Sorry, what does that mean?
In general, altruism is concern for others. In other words, it's the opposite of thinking of yourself. Many cultures consider caring for the welfare of others as a virtue. It's different than feeling that you need to do something. You're not simply doing something because you have to. It's not a duty.
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Altruism is helping someone, maybe even someone you don't know, just because you want to. To illustrate, giving up a day to build a house for a less fortunate family that you may never even meet is altruism. We should discuss this concept more. It has nothing to do with you, but rather it's all about someone else. Other than feeling good, you, the volunteer, don't benefit. Only others benefit. It's been an area of interest for sociologists and psychologists for many years.
That's interesting. I've been thinking about studying psychology. Maybe this is something to research.